Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is a blog post on piss. Why I like it when guys piss on me. If you're listening to this hoping for some lurid and detailed description of a time when I writhed naked with a dude on a hotel bathroom floor, having sex that culminated in me squatting over his face and urinating directly into his mouth, you'll be sadly disappointed. I want to talk about boys pissing on girls and why I love it when guys piss on me. Why is it hot to have guys piss on me? If you even have to ask this, I'm not sure you've understood the concept. Here's the breakdown. Guys. Guys with their cocks out. Guys with their cocks out, gripping them in their hands. Men with a burning need to let go, to feel the relief as strong rivers of piss gush out of their cock, which, did I mention, they're holding. Guys doing something raw and primal and urgent. Something usually solo. Something dirty. Oh, and did I mention that while they're doing it, they're holding their dick? Lovely. I know some people aren't into what I'm going to reluctantly call water sports, but if you're intrigued, I want to persuade you to try it. Here are just three reasons why you should beg guys to piss on you. One, it's like jizzing on me, but more so. I love it when guys come all over me. Spunk is brilliantly sexy. It's not just that it's a release of sexual tension, it's a visible, physical release, spurts of it. There's something deeply satisfying about a guy who can achieve this with spectacular volume. I've been known to ask boys to refrain from wanking before they see me so they can build up enough that I get wide-eyed and slick, enough that it covers me. Thick ropes of spunk that paint me from neck to navel. Enough that I can rub my hands in it and feel dirty. Enough that I need to change the bedsheets. But you know what has more volume than spunk? Piss. Pints of it. Gushing, hot pints of it. More than enough to make someone feel used and dirty. Enough that they can't escape the trickles and the warmth and the smell of it. And piss doesn't just take the prize for volume either. It also has a deeply satisfying force. You can feel it when a guy comes hard. Feel the power with which his dick spits spunk onto you or into you. And that force, even at its strongest and most satisfying, doesn't come close to the punishing strength of his piss. Reason two, it's utterly disgusting. Look at you, you filthy bitch. You just let a guy piss all over you. He held his cock in one hand and your hair in the other and aimed torrents of piss directly at your exposed neck. You could feel it rushing down your body in a hot waterfall. You can still feel it all over your tits, warm and wet and disgusting. Oh, the shame. You'll do anything, won't you? Sat there in his filth as he holds his cock over you, pondering what to do with you now. You've let him piss on you. What's next? Are you going to let him bend you over the edge of the bath and shove his cock into your ass, grunting with lustful exertion as he fills you up with spunk? You might as well, you slut. He can do whatever he wants to you now. You've already let him humiliate you, ruin you, defile you, piss on you. Reason three, it hurts for him to piss on me. I have it on very good authority that it's hard to piss with an erection. And what's even hotter than a guy pissing on me is a guy forcing himself to piss with a semi-erect cock, struggling with the dilemma of wanting to fuck me and defile me both at the same time. A guy who wants to do both things so badly that it hurts. I love to see him wincing and moaning as he lets go, the urgent desire to piss conflicting with a need to rub his cock, to touch it and let go his other side and come all over my face. Two burning, angry needs that conflict so happily, with such gut-wrenching, lustful force that he's willing to actually hurt to fulfill one of them. It means I get to watch his slightly tormented face as he pushes to let go, to force out that hot stream of piss and humiliation. He wants to see me looking ashamed of myself as it hits my face and rushes down all over my tits. It hurts him to piss while he's hard, but he wants to hurt me even more than that. To watch me cringe with self-loathing, moaning and wet and horny as I battle a pairing of lust and disgust. Oh, and did I mention that he's holding his dick? If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I should add that this post was written a very, very long time ago, and as such, I apologise, it's incredibly cisnormative. Not all guys have dicks, and not all people with dicks are guys. It just so happens that when I wrote this post, firstly, I didn't really fully know that, and secondly, all the people I had fucked with dicks were guys, and all the people who pissed on me with their dicks were guys. I am open to other people pissing on me if they would like.